This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law, the Ken Nunn Law Office. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Earl Wilson, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is E-A-R-L, Earl. Last name Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, period. On December 15th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. Taking the history of the patient over the telephone was very difficult due to his mental incapacity. However, I spent a great deal of time taking the patient's history, as well as reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. After taking the patient's history and reviewing the medical records, it is apparent that the patient was injured in an automobile accident that occurred on or about September 21st of 2020, period. The patient is a 59-year-old male, height 5'7", weight 150 pounds, period. The patient was a passenger in the front with his seatbelt on, period. He was rear-ended at a red light, period. Despite treatment, present day, the patient complains of low back pain that radiates down his right leg, period. He complains of right shoulder pain with problems using his right arm, period. He has neck pain, period. He complains of ringing in his ears from the traumatic brain injury, period. He complains of vertigo on the right side, period. He complains of right eye weakness, period. He is experiencing jaw problems with problems eating and moving his jaw, period. He states he is shaky, and he continues to have chest discomfort with a bony protuberance in his chest area, period. He states he was unconscious at the time of the automobile accident and that he hit his head and right shoulder on the dash, period. New paragraph. The patient complains of low back pain with diminished range of motion, period. He states he has sciatica and was advised that he may need surgery, period. The pain is a constant and burning as well as a throbbing pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down to the right foot, period. He states his right leg gives out and he falls approximately once a week, period. New paragraph. His right shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He states that he has a torn rotator. The patient states that he had a torn rotator cuff and did have surgery, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It is described as an aching pain, period. The pain radiates down his arm, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The patient's neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He believes he has a whiplash type injury, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. The patient has problems looking to his left, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The patient's jaw problems are related to a stroke, period. He also feels that traumatic brain injury contributes to this, period. The patient has problems moving his jaw as well as talking, period. New paragraph. The patient states that he has a traumatic brain injury from this accident, period. He has problems concentrating, period. He has problems moving his jaw, period. Initially, he had severe headaches that have since resolved, period. the patient continues to have dizziness, period. The patient continues to have cognitive difficulties, period. The patient has ringing in his ears, period. The patient has problems sleeping, period. New paragraph. The patient is experiencing chest pain with a protuberance of bone on the left side of his chest, period. It is approximately 3 ribs down, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain is worse when he sleeps, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Is extremely limited, period, due to problems with cognition and memory. I essentially had to piecemeal his treatment by review of an extensive amount of medical records, period. The patient is only to recall that an ambulance that day took him to Ball Hospital in Muncie. He was treated and released after x-rays, period. He is aware that he was seen by several doctors for follow-up, but he is unable to relate the timeline or name the doctors, period. New paragraph. As far as present medications, the patient was unable to relate, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition, the patient states that he is doing physical therapy at this time, as well as taking the medicine gabapentin, period. New paragraph. Past medical history, the patient was only to elicit to me that he had hypertension, period. Upon review of the medical records, further past medical history included coronary artery disease, comma, degenerative disc disease, including the cervical area, comma, sleep apnea, comma, COPD, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, heart failure and heart disease, comma, chronic musculoskeletal pain and chronic musculoskeletal pain, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history as related by the patient and verified as well as excluded by review of the past medical records states that the relates as follows, period. The patient states that he never injured his low back in the past before this automobile accident. Although review of the medical records reveal that he has had prior low back and neck pain, period. The patient relates he has never injured his right shoulder in the past, period. The patient feels that his right shoulder problem with torn rotator cuff and subsequent surgery are tied to the automobile accident, period. However, I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing and performing this independent medical evaluation, cannot make a definitive correlation between the right shoulder, present right shoulder problems in the automobile accident, period. The patient states that he injured his neck approximately 20 years ago in a fight, period. He states that the majority of his pain resolved after approximately 5 years with medication, but he does have degenerative disc disease, period. The patient states that he injured his head as a child a couple times, without major injury, such as falling from a tree, period. Further review of the medical records revealed he received a traumatic brain injury from an assault in 1998, period. The patient states he never injured his chest in the past period. New paragraph. Past surgical history. The patient states as a child he had nose surgery for a fractured nose in football period. The patient had right shoulder surgery in 2023 period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient states that he was a stay-at-home dad period. The patient is illiterate, period. New paragraph. As mentioned earlier, I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, and I'm not going to go into detail on all the records, but would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Emergency room records, date of injury, September 21st, 2020, IU Boyle Memorial Hospital, states 56-year-old male involved in the two-car MVA period, was restrained passenger period, complains of left chest pain after accident that radiates to his back period, complains of pain from the base of his left neck, rating to his left temple, period. Patient notes he has chronic neck problems, period. Possible loss of consciousness, period. They did several radiographic studies, including CT of the abdomen and pelvis, CT of the cervical spine, CT of the head, CT of the chest, were essentially negative studies, period. Assessment was 1, chest wall contusion, number 2, MVA, restrained passenger, period. They prescribed cyclobenzaprine, a muscle relaxer, period. Rehab notes at IU Boyle Memorial Hospital, July 27th, 2022. This is the initial evaluation. Patient reports he was involved in an MVA 2 years ago, period, was restrained, period. Since then, he has been having pain in multiple injections with minimal relief, period. IU Boyle Memorial Hospital procedural record of February 14th, 2023. Procedure performed, arthroscopy shoulder with distal clavulectomy, period. After review of the records, I, Dr. Mandel, are unable to tie this surgery as a direct result of this automobile accident, period. Paramedic records on September 21st, 2020, state medic 3, rescue 1, an MPD was dispatched to address listed above on report of an MVC with injury, period, complaining of neck pain and light chest pain, period. Office clinic notes from IU Boyle Memorial Hospital, December 31st, 2020. States he endorses non-localized lumbar pain as well as left heel pain, period. Symptoms started after MVA on September 21st, 2020, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of September 21st, 2020 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, chest wall trauma, comma, contusions and pain, period. Number two, mild traumatic brain injury due to concussion, period. Number three, cervical trauma and pain exacerbation, period. Number four, exacerbation of prior lumbar pain. Due to a traumatic strain from this automobile accident, period. Diagnoses 1 to 4 are caused by the automobile accident of September 21st of 2020, period. New paragraph. Performing this IME was very difficult due to the patient's inability to give a good history and understand his problem with understanding his prior medical history, period. The patient is having a great deal of difficulty at the present day. And he does have a permanency because of this automobile accident, period. The patient will have problems the remainder of his life as it relates to a mild traumatic brain injury caused by the concussion as it relates to this automobile accident, period. The patient will have chronic pain and difficulty in his neck and low back, period. The patient did have a prior traumatic brain injury in the past, as well as cervical and lumbar pain in the past, period. This automobile accident has exacerbated all three of these areas, period. As I mentioned earlier in the letter, I do not feel that his rotator cuff surgery or problems with the shoulder correlate with this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medications to treat his pain and difficulties, period. The patient will need further injections in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. Potential back braces may help treat his difficulties as well, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records and taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.